Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. All right, here with a forecast for today. Going to have some morning showers giving way to cloudy conditions. Going to be windy and colder. Today's high only around 39 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 37. In Milwaukee, it's 35. 33 Burlington, 37 degrees in Racine. Some light snow being reported at Kenosha Regional Airport as well as General Mitchell International Airports. National Weather Service office in Sullivan, meanwhile, says the city of Milwaukee broke a record for rain that was set back in 1968 for a Thanksgiving Day. The old mark was 0.98 inches. Yesterday, the new standard, 1.31 inches. The rain in Milwaukee also breaking the mark for November 26th. That record had stood since 1965. Well, online shopping may be the latest trend, but for many it remains the thrill of the bargain hunt on so-called Black Friday, and that still gets them out in all kinds of weather, including the rain. And there has been plenty of evidence since last night through early this morning and what's going to be going on during the daylight hours.
There are moments throughout the day, like walking or commuting, so people are definitely still going to the physical stores, but while they're in those stores, they plan to consult with their phones also.
That's Nina Tyler, who's a Google retail trends expert. Prime outlets in Pleasant Prairie, they had the usual traffic line out to the interstate. A lot of the stores with traffic throughout the night, and even at this hour, it's starting to increase. Meanwhile, for in-person shoppers, law enforcement and shopping complex officials urging attention to your wallet, your purse, your credit card information, and your driving. You want to slow down and have a little bit of patience. Black Friday shopping, also big money for the food and beverage industry. Many of those businesses also opened up early to accommodate shoppers who maybe just need a break. Oh, and don't forget that tomorrow, Saturday, that's all about small business shopping. You want to check out local stores. You might be surprised at what's available if you look. Racine firefighters called out just after 1:30 this morning. A fire reported in the living room of a home at 3723 Ruby Avenue. A county dispatcher taking a frantic 911 call from one of the occupants who said that everybody was out of the building, but the living room was on fire. Arriving crews had it under control in about 30 minutes. An investigator, though, was called in to determine how it began. One of the occupants also receiving some medical attention on scene for possible smoke inhalation. A rollover crash along 2 Mile Road in the Racine County town of Raymond sent the driver to Frederick Hospital in flight for life, but the injuries did not appear to be life-threatening. Sheriff's Department says it was a woman in her mid-40s who was conscious and talking when first responders got to that scene. She was trapped, though, in the wreckage, the vehicle landing on its roof. A news release indicates alcohol and/or drugs suspected as contributing to that crash. Well, once again, legislation's been proposed at the state capitol in Madison to change Wisconsin's medical malpractice laws. Milwaukee attorney Michael Entz says most parents have no idea about how those laws work, and they're also shocked to find out that if their child is 18 or older and gets killed by an act of medical malpractice, there's really nothing that can be done about it. He notes that fewer than half the people who filed medical malpractice suits last year got anything in connection with that.
If the child were to be run over by a car, for example, and killed, parents have the right to bring a case for the loss of the child. But an exception is made for medical malpractice. Dying on the operating table means no compensation to anybody, oftentimes.
Milwaukee Senator Nakia Harris-Dodd wants the age of majority in malpractice cases changed from 18 to 27, even though past efforts have failed. The Wisconsin Medical Society and the doctors represented oppose it. They say it will lead to higher insurance rates. Medical stop-loss insurance, one way that employers can limit their costs and premiums, but still provide health coverage for employees needing expensive procedures and care. That's what the city of Racine has and will realize a 2.6% premium decline for in 2016. Rayanne Baudry with the Horton Group recently telling the Finance and Personnel Committee the numbers now actually close to those of a few years ago.
You're within pennies of where you were several years ago. So we've been able to negotiate moving between carriers or keeping the incumbent very, very honest. We've been able to negotiate within literally 75 cents. So we're pretty pleased with your overall business strategy.
Stop-loss insures a certain amount of risk for medical claims above specific levels. And for 2015, the city will be getting money back from premiums spent. In 2016, the total premium is listed at $754,500. Milwaukee police continuing to investigate the deaths of two baby girls, one involving a 7-week-old considered suspicious. She died Wednesday afternoon at a home on North 46th Street. Police taking the parents into custody on outstanding warrants. The other case is a 3-month-old girl who also died Wednesday afternoon at a home on North 91st Street. Police indicate that death could be related to sleeping in the same bed. And tenants of a Milwaukee apartment building forced to seek another place to live after being evicted due to a natural gas leak that the landlord was not able to fix because Colin Alexander was shot to death November 13th outside of a tavern. The Journal Sentinel says that the residents of the apartments at North 51st and West Center Streets were told they had to leave after Milwaukee Neighborhood Services discovered there was no heat in the building. Do we want to talk about what happened in Green Bay last night? Packers lose to the Bears 17-13. They only had 13 points at halftime. They scored nothing in the second half. Aaron Rodgers says they just were not in tune.
You miss throws. When I'm throwing at a certain depth and the receivers run at a certain depth, obviously we're on different pages. So we need to have some better communication and make sure there's not those discrepancies in the depths and the adjustments.
Head coach Mike McCarthy saying the offense just not clicking.
You know, when you practice each and every day and things you emphasize and you expect to show up in your performance and it doesn't, it's a bit frustrating.
Meanwhile, the Packers go to 7-4. Next up, they get the Lions. They have won 3 straight. Of course, it was the same night that Brett Favre's number 4 was retired, and it was the appearance of Bart Starr, potentially, likely, for the last time at Lambeau. Racine County has paid the city of Racine a monthly fee to cover parking meter costs for jurors, and that deal is going to continue next year with a recommended rate of $750. Brian Graziano with the Clerk of Court's office telling the Transit and Parking Commission recently that rate is based on use history over the past couple of years.
We check in the jurors every day. We ask them where they park, and we also keep track of how long they were there, like when they're released for the day. We know they've been there for a half day or a full day, and how much they've used it at each meter. They get a parking pass. We don't tally it until the trial is over. So sometimes people are there 3 days. Some will know that Joe Smith was on a 3-day trial, and at the end of the trial, we know exactly how long he was there and how long he used it.
Clerk of Court Sam Christensen asking for a 6-month review to determine numbers toward budgeting the 2017 agreement for juror parking. Common Council expected to approve the recommended $750 annual fee. The county's at the meeting coming up on Tuesday night of next week. And nominations for Kenosha County's 2016 Susan B. Anthony Woman of Influence Awards now being accepted through 5 p.m. on January 8th. WRJN's Janet Hoff tells us what's involved with that.
In addition to the Lifetime Achievement Award, which recognizes a woman who has dedicated her life to women's equality, award categories are being expanded in 2016 to recognize women who have distinguished themselves in a variety of fields. 3 additional categories have been added in business, government, nonprofit, women to watch under 40, and arts education. The awards seek to recognize women who believe in equity and exemplify that philosophy, give of themselves so others might learn, grow, advance, and succeed, provide inspiration through leadership, and live in Kenosha County. Winners will be honored at a banquet in March. Nomination forms are available by contacting Rebecca Matoska-Mentick at SBA_WOI@AOL.com or by calling 262-515-3745. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
WRJN newscasts are in podcast form throughout the day on our webpage. You just go onto the webpage, WRJN.com, look in the local news section. That's where we keep them. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.